Stay with us for the news at 7 o'clock, brought to you by Burt Lillis Insurance Service, 515 North 27th.
Morning from the World Gesture United Press International. This is David Russell. Moshe Dayan has agreed to go along with Golda Meir's efforts to form a new Israeli government. And in Tel Aviv, UPI's Tom Ackerman has the latest on efforts to unite Israeli political parties. Ackerman says...
The first indications are that the National Religious Party, which has been a holdout in rejoining the cabinet, this over a religious issue, is now very eager to take this opportunity and resume its three portfolios in the cabinet. And the expectation is that tomorrow they will say that they are ready to join and thus give Mrs. May.
UPI's Tom Ackerman on the latest developments in the Middle East and in Israel. People slept on the streets last night in Managua, Nicaragua. An earthquake rocked Managua last night, and the people were afraid there would be more quakes and they would be trapped in the building, so they slept on the streets. This is UPI World News.
If you see your State Farm agent about low-cost homeowners insurance, you'll see why State Farm insures more homes than anyone else in the world.
And like a good neighbor,
life, fire, home, and automobile insurance. Talk with Burt Lillis Insurance Service, your State Farm agent, in Billings for over 20 years. At 515 North 27th, or call us day or night, 252-1915. 252-1915.
Disasters are more than wrecked buildings and ruined towns. Disasters are agony for people, and that's where the Red Cross comes in with food, clothing, shelter, and personal needs. You might say the Red Cross is in the business of helping rebuild dreams, and they do it with your help. The American Red Cross, the good neighbors. 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, KURL AMFM, Billings, Montana. We return to the news.
In Ohio yesterday, Democrat Tom Lucan beat Republican Willis Grandison for Congress. The election was in Ohio's traditionally Republican 1st District. And last night in Cincinnati, Lucan had this to say about his victory.
I believe that the voters of the 1st District of Ohio have expressed their concern about the direction of our nation and our society.
Tom Lucan, elected to Congress from Ohio's 1st District. In California, a Republican finally broke the string of Democrat post-Watergate victories. Robert Lagomarsino beat 7 Democrats for a seat in Congress. The Food and Drug Administration has recalled all chocolate candy made by Regent Chocolate Company of Canada. The candy marketed by Loft, Barrosini, and others could be contaminated. A lot of the candy is chocolate Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. The Wurlitzer Company says it will stop making jukeboxes. And Wurlitzer will lay off about 400 workers at its plant in Tonawanda, New York. But Wurlitzer will continue to make electric organs. Britain's new government may seek closer ties with the U.S. UPI's Edwin Smith reports from London.
Britain's new Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, has never shared his predecessor's close regard for the French, and Wilson's government is liable to loosen the present close ties between London and Paris. In any case, the one feature of the common market which the Labour government opposes most strongly is the common agricultural policy which puts hefty subsidies in the pockets of French farmers. Knowing he needs massive financial help from abroad to bail Britain's economy out of the red, Wilson is more likely to cultivate better relations with the United States. And he's unlikely to press ahead quickly with the closing down of American nuclear submarine bases, despite Labour promises before the election. In his previous 2 terms as Prime Minister, Wilson has had good relations with Washington. And at a critical time like this, he's not likely to start alienating friends abroad. Edwin Smith, London.
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace says he's been misunderstood on the issue of race relations. Wallace told UPI he was for segregation in the 1960s because that was the law. But Wallace says it's not the law anymore, and he's not against people just because of who they are. A small plane is missing in British Columbia this morning, and U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards are searching for the plane, which was first reported missing last night. There were 8 people on board. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is David Russell.
News brought to you by Burt Lillis Insurance Service, 515 North 27th. For State Farm Life, Health, Fire, and Automobile Insurance information, call the 24-hour phone, 252-1915. That's 252-1915. The highest temperature in the 48 contiguous states yesterday was 87 at Naples, Florida. The low yesterday was 7 below zero, reported at Gunnison, Colorado. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Mountain News and Sports brought to you by Billings Heights Conoco. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East and Judith Lane.
Billings police continue to investigate the two explosions which severely damaged the Southside Billings home and shed last night. The police bomb expert, Sergeant Leonard Kilwine, says the explosions were caused by a dynamite-like substance. Authorities said no one was injured in the blast, although the owner of the residence was in his home at the time of the explosion.
Keep your vehicles running at the height of their performance with superior Conoco products and qualified mechanical services at Billings Heights Conoco, where they specialize in 10-point safety checks, headlight aiming, AAA service, and 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. wrecker calls. Also tune-ups, tire service, and installation of shocks. Plus, those great Conoco products that'll keep your cars, buses, trucks, and bugs running at the height of their performance. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East in Judith Lane.
Visitation at Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area was down 19% under that of February last year. There were 10,000 visits during the month, of which 1,400 were fishermen. No boats were used in the southern half of the park. This was due to ice on the lake. Ice use was discontinued during the month, but open water is now visible only from Berry's Landing north. The city of Billings, through action by the mayor and city council, has entered into a department-wide on-the-job training program to provide entry-level employment opportunities for as many city residents as possible. In addition to expanding employment opportunities with the city, the program can make a significant contribution to the reduction of training costs, providing additional money for personnel. Veteran State Senator David Manning said this yesterday afternoon that the Montana Supreme Court will be asked to stay next fall's legislative elections based upon reapportioned districts. The 77-year-old Haitian Democrat said an unnamed group of citizens will make the request of the High Court. The energy crisis is indirectly causing a decrease in the amount of highway construction funds available in Montana. The crisis has resulted in lower national speed limits, less available gasoline, and both of these factors mean less gas consumed. The Montana Highway Department chief says the resulting loss in gasoline tax revenue for the state could amount to as much as $6 million this year. Harry Anderson says highway construction in the state will go ahead as planned, but he says the deficit will be offset by cutting back on maintenance and other expenses. Montana senior senator has made public his federal income tax return. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield told reporters he paid more than $19,000 in federal taxes last year. The 1974 Montana traffic toll stands at 32 after the belated report of 3 deaths in the rural portions of the state this last weekend. The Old West Regional Commission has signed a contract for the publication of 4 color illustrated roadmaps of the 5-state Old West area, which includes Montana. The $41,000 project will enable the circulation of over 1 million maps to boost tourism in the region. The maps will be ready for distribution in April. The commander of the Montana Highway Patrol issued a statement yesterday afternoon reminding the state's motorists that the new speed limit on Montana highways in no way voids any existing traffic control statutes. Bob McKay said, violations of pre-established speed limits, the night speed limit, and the statutes requiring careful and prudent operation of a motor vehicle will be prosecuted as already provided by law. The University of Montana and Idaho State University play for the Big Sky Conference title and a berth in the NCAA tournament tonight in Missoula. The two teams finished in the tie for first place in the conference. A look at sports follows this message.
Your car is a valuable investment. Keep it running smooth at Billings Heights Conoco, home of quality Conoco products and top mechanical service. Billings Heights Conoco adds to your car confidence with day and night wrecker calls,
AAA service, tune-up, and 10-point safety check. Also complete tire service and headlight aiming and shock installation. Plus great Conoco products and Goodyear tires to keep your car running smooth with fine Conoco products at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East at Judith Lane. The two top-seeded teams in the District 12 NAIA tournament fight it out head-to-head tonight for the district's berth in the National NAIA playoffs. Western Montana College, seeded second, travels to Huron, South Dakota for a game with top-seeded Huron College. Huron defeated Dakota Wesleyan in overtime 90-89 Monday. This was to reach the championship game. The winner of tonight's game will travel to Kansas City for the national tournament. The basketball season is over for the Montana State University Bobcats. While other teams turn to postseason tournament play, the Bobcats' season of ups and downs is over. But head coach Hank Anderson says his team's inconsistency didn't surprise him. Says Anderson, quoting, "With a young club like this one, you never know what's going to happen." Members of the Montana State University ski team are in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this week. Training for the annual NCAA championships will begin there Thursday. The three-day championships include four events: downhill, cross-country, slalom, and jumping. In NBA action, New York Knicks over Seattle, 111-106. Capital 103 over Atlanta, 89. In the ABA, Carolina beat Kentucky 112-96. And Denver 135-Memphis's 101. In the NHL, Pittsburgh 2 over the New York Islanders 1. And Atlanta beat Boston 4-1. In the WHA, New England squeaked by to Chicago 3-2. That's sports today. This has been Montana News and Sports, brought your way by Billings Heights Conoco. A look at farm market analysis next. Prices on barrels and gills trended upward in the Midwest on Tuesday, despite a sharp decline in dressed pork trade in the cattle, slaughter, steers, heifers, steady wheat, except offerings at East St. Louis and Indianapolis, wheat to a dollar lower. Choice 1,000 to 1,200-pound steers, grades 2 and 4 at Western terminals, 39.50 to 43, 1,200 to 1,350-pounders, grades 3 to 5, $37.25 to $41. At Eastern terminals, 950 to 1,350-pounders, 3 and 5 grades, $42 to $45. Choice 850 to 1,100-pound heifers at Western terminals, $39 to $41.75. At Eastern terminals, $41 to $43.75. A general outlet continued to narrow for slaughter cows, prices weak to a dollar lower, with the exception of Oklahoma City, a dollar to $2 lower. In feeder cattle, trading rather slow and uneven, prices were steady to $2 lower. A few shipments of choice 290 to 379 feeder steers, 49.80 to 53.10, 400-pound to 500-pound animals went for 47 to 49.25, 500 to 600-pounders, 41.25 to 45.25. Cattle slaughter under federal inspection the first 2 days this week, 237,000 head. More look at news after this word.
Quality Radiator and Welding does more than backflush or rinse with a hose. The professional services include boiling away rust and mire in a special solution, pressure testing for leaks, complete repair, and retesting to assure you a radiator good as new. Quality Radiator has the equipment to hold your radiator firmly, safely. The solution, the tanks and equipment to handle from small to heavy equipment radiators, and years of know-how in radiator service. Don't settle for less. Go to Quality Radiator and Welding for your radiator repair. Quality Radiator and Welding, 13th Street West at Cook, Bank of America Card and MasterCard. Welcome.
From United Service International, Montana Farmer Information, 32 Hereford bulls were sold for a record $39,650 for the Schnuck Bear Paw Hereford Breeders Association sale earlier this week. Average price for the 32 animals was slightly more than $1,200. Grand Champ was consigned by Landers Herford of Woolsall and was sold to the Stuber Ranch of Hinsdale for $2,000. The chief of the Grass Conservation Bureau of the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says rangeland is the basis of Montana's largest and most stable industry, agriculture. The agriculture statistician in charge of the state reporting service says market-oriented agriculture is now a way of life for the nation's farmers. Daniel Herbert says the term means prices are no longer determined by the government. Now he says the prices are set at the marketplace based upon supply and demand, particularly sensitive to the export market. That's news today, this message, and then the weather.
Don't play peekaboo with a pot roast. Every time you open that oven door, you lose up to 20% of the heat. Save natural gas and your dollars by cooking smart. A gas flame contours itself to the pan, so quite often you can cook with a smaller flame. Put covers on saucepans whenever possible, and eat vegetables with as little water as possible. Takes less time to come to a boil. And here's another tip if you like saving dollars and natural gas. MDU has a free booklet packed with money and gas-saving ideas. Pick it up soon at MDU.
In the weather information for Billings and vicinity, the temperatures today will be in the 20s, a low tonight 10 to 15, chance of moisture diminishing to 60% tonight, and northeast winds today also diminishing tonight. It's 7:15, unofficially 2040.